something that's come around this week in this office.
I don't like Johnny in offices.
Johnny Price has got one in. He's in and out early. Lovely name for a son of war called yes. All In Brawl. How are you, Johnny?
I'm very well. Yourself, boys?
Not bad. I was going to ask you how this name came about. I thought there might have been an incident in a bar at a pub, but then I realised it's by war.
Yes, it was quite humorous. I come from a town called Donnybrook in West Australia, and I know you've got one over here. And Donnybrook means all in brawl. And we tried to call in Donnybrook, thinking that it works in with... and when I said to the manager, I said, it sort of means all in brawl. He said, well, what about all in brawl? And we just said, oh, shit. Absolutely, that's it. And it was available. So, yeah, it's a ripper, isn't it? And we call him Joey, like the war horse in the movie. So, yeah, that's it.
Johnny, it's quite a topical runner this weekend as well, given the somewhat all-in brawl between Victoria and New South Wales and the Dams, Magic of Melbourne. So there's, thematically you've lobbed him up first up at the right week, but this is a horse that's got a hell of a lot of ability. Both runs that we've seen from him, Geelong Synthetic and then Moonee Valley, when he whipped around the field with some really good sectionals there to the 200 at the Valley. He's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, look, normally when you get that momentum off the corner, normally you're sort of home. But that horse that beat him was covered up and got the late dash at him and beat him. But, look, he had a nice spell. He's had a good preparation. He's a little bit of a wayward horse, but he certainly seems his trial or jump out the other day was first class. So I'm expecting him to go pretty well, yeah.
You ran through late winter and then a little foot off the pedal and then going again. Are you keen to just make a bit of dough over summer with him?
Oh, look, everybody, people say, oh, what have you got picked for him? And I said, look, any race on any Saturday would be me, look, we're very lucky these days with treadmills and water walkers and that. You can sort of give them short spells or long spells and they're ready for whatever you want. So he'll have, hopefully he will get two or three races under his belt and then we'll, and hopefully that he proves he does go all right. And then we'll start to see what there is. I love having that race in Adelaide, a three-year-old 1200 over here. So,
Angus Brut, it used to be, or the Uclays. Yeah, one of the two things. All right, so you got to, in order to justify an ambitious goal like that, you'd like to kick off with a first up win, Johnny. What's the confidence levels?
Look, I don't normally. I get confident, and then the closer to the race I get nervous. But I expect this horse to go very well. He trialled beautifully here and jumped out on Monday. They didn't run a fast time, which I thought was fantastic because it meant it's a bit of fuel in the tank. It was a gut buster, and he did it easy. So. I'm hoping that'll just keep him tuned right up for the 1,000. Mm-hmm. He has been to Pakenham and trialled there before, so he sort of knows the surroundings. And Ben Mellon gels it bloody beautifully. So hopefully it all comes off.
And life's good for Ben now because Carly said yes when he proposed yesterday. So Ben's clear-minded. He hasn't got much on his plate.
Is that right?
I was surprised as you are. Yeah.
I did not know that, but good luck to him anyway.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Righto, Shark. I reckon that was a